For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen. Even before the much-awaited Memorial Day weekend, once-vacated beaches have been crammed with incredible crowds.
And it's just really fun to get out again, you know?
People pent up from protecting themselves from a potentially deadly pandemic are now eager to drag that wagon of piled-high beach supplies and get a little sand in their bathing suits. But on the Isle of Palms this past weekend, the beach near Charleston was so busy, traffic was slammed. Lined up for miles, like those perfectly planted palm trees, only, yeah, not so pretty.
It was just, you know, we were overrun.
Jimmy Carroll is the mayor.
People came out in droves, droves that we'd never seen before in my 60-plus years of living on Isle Palms.
Mayor Carroll says the island's 1,500 parking spaces were filled, each car likely carrying several people, all wanting their own personal piece of 5 miles of pristine beach. What they got was plenty of company. The mayor says people did practice social distancing, but pictures of tents and bathing suit-clad bodies dotting the shore blew up on social media. Going to newly reopened beaches during a pandemic, it turns out, has become as divisive as deciding whether to wear a face mask. Some saw families safely enjoying themselves, others a petri dish. But Mayor Carroll says the coronavirus pandemic has exposed a pre-existing condition. Too many people, not enough parking. So he called an emergency council meeting on a Saturday night. The next day, he had additional police, more signs, overall more help.
We were planning for this weekend. It just came a week earlier.
So far, traffic has been better.
So I'm going to have you back in as close as you can to the pontoon boat. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Two full-time moms are taking a break from homeschooling to make a little extra cash. They're charging $20 a parking spot. Here's Courtney Stone.
Filled up in probably like 30 minutes yesterday.
Their profit, $800. But what about this weekend, Memorial Day weekend, and the area's two other barrier islands? Each with different rules on what you can do, as each tries to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Charleston County Council Chairman Elliot Summey says he wishes they'd all adopt the same guidelines. But he's happy all area beaches are open to everyone. There had been talk of a lawsuit.
The problem we ran into was is they were letting certain folks access it and certain folks not to.
While the governor issued an order allowing beaches to reopen, he left it up to the communities to decide. Some wanted to go about it more slowly, initially only allowing island residents. Summey says the county is working with local beaches to stay open and stay safe, especially this Memorial Day weekend. Nancy Grave and her kids have become early birds. They're off the beach by noon.
But it's getting definitely crowded down there, so I think keeping the social distancing is going to be hard.
Erica Robinette and her crew just arrived. They lucked out. The parking lot is full, but someone gave them a spot.
We might not be here long. We'll see.
We'll see might be the motto this Memorial Day weekend, as what is traditionally the unofficial start of summer looks to be anything but traditional. On the Isle of Palms, I'm Victoria Hansen for South Carolina Public Radio.